outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
We all love to get into the spirit of the holidays, but you really get into the spirit of the season by creating a computerized household light show that would be more appropriate on the Vegas Strip.
What happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
Yes, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, you go beyond mere icicle lights. You blanket your home in illumination, creating a neighborhood spectacle that can be seen from outer space.
Merry Christmas from the space station.
How much is your electrical bill?
You'll need a second mortgage, yeah.
So this holiday season, when you drive by a home brighter than the sun, displaying three wise men, Santa, and Frosty the Snowman holding a menorah, yell a hearty ho, ho, ho in salute to Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, a real American hero.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
You're going to take all this down before June, right?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, December 2nd. Coming at you at the speed of sound. Sam and Kara in the morning.
We're 7 minutes in late, and this time it's not my fault.
It's not your fault. Yeah, nobody...
Let everybody know that, because normally if we start late or something, everybody knows it's because I'm strolling in here.
Yeah.
Late and...
Or had to answer nature's call.
Yeah,
but,
something like that.
But no, today it was computer problems, which everybody knows really, really irritate me when they happen in the morning. Although it always irritates me, so.
I know. But, it's always like kind of makes me sad, but it makes me laugh, too.
Yeah, I know. It's funny when you see someone get mad like this. But you know what? It's not only me. I mean, you know, you realize that a computer is something that can make a grown man cry, you know, from frustration. Because you can't beat it up. You can't do anything to it. It's not like a person, you know. So.
Make a grown man cry. That's really funny, man.
Yeah. No, it's true, though. It can do that for you. You know, I mean, I've been... into computers for how long is it? 20, 25 years now. And it's been a battle.
Mm.
It's been a battle, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, things have improved quite a bit. It used to be a lot harder, you know. Things would crash all the time and shit. Today, we have better technology. But then again, we put so much shit on our computer that eventually...
Like it just slows it down.
You bring it down to its knees, yeah.
Mm.
You know,
I love how this is like a very emotionally passionate. Bring it to its knees. It can make a
there
grown man
go.
Cry.
There you go. I told you. Yeah. It's a personal
this is
thing.
Her song. She makes a grown man cry.
Yeah.
Is that, I think that's the Rolling Stones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about a woman, but in this case, we're talking about a computer. Same thing.
There you go.
No, we're not.
There you go. That's what it's about. So, we have a beautiful weather out here.
Oh, my gosh. It's pretty.
But I'm seeing here that in Buffalo, the drivers are stuck on Interstate 90 for about 12 hours already because of the snow. Can you imagine just being stuck there and not being able to go anywhere?
Well, and then how do you stay warm because you can't keep your car on for 12 hours like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they do, you know? I mean, I'm sure they're dressed pretty well, you know, but it's, yeah, it gets cold, you know? And I don't know how people can live like this, you know? We're not, it's not the climate that people are meant to live in. But yet people live up there and...
Well, New York isn't like deadly climate. It's not like you're talking about Antarctica or something.
No, it's not. But, you know, I mean, you go up north, it's pretty cold. You know, I mean, Mario was telling me yesterday it was like 12 degrees in Minneapolis, you know. That's really low.
Wow.
That's really cold. So that's what these people have to weather all the time, you know.
That's crazy.
No pun intended, but
Yeah, I think that cold weather, if you had like a lover, would be a good combo. Maybe you can like keep each other warm in the car.
Yeah, but not being stuck in the car for 12 hours and you still don't know if the traffic's going to move or not. It's just been 12 hours.
Fog up those windows.
Yeah.
Listen to me like I'm some just take advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, this reminds me of a story. I told you the time I went to Chippendales that day, and I
who did Chippendales? It's for girls.
Yeah, but didn't I tell you the story?
No.
Oh, well, you were talking about fogging up the windows in the car, and this reminds me when I was single, like I must have been 20, 21 or something. It occurred to me that if I go to Chippendales, which is a male review, they call it, like for women. I figured if I go there like afterwards, the women are all going to be horny and stuff, so it's probably a good place to go.
I can't believe you thought this.
So I went down there
with
a friend.
I remember this, and you got it on with some girl in the car, right?
Yeah, I got this girl in the car, and...
Save me the details, but I get that.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I get the idea. And didn't you go back in again or something?
Yeah, and she was like on a bachelorette party, too. I didn't know that. Yeah.
She was going to get married?
Yeah, she was with a bunch of friends, and, they just went out for this crazy, nude male dance.
And you just that's something that you'd see in, like, a man comedy show.
It is, huh?
Where, like, they had, like, Wedding Crashers, and then there was, like, the guy that Will Ferrell played his character where he went to funerals to crash them and try to pick up vulnerable women. And you had a system where you'd go to Chippendales right after they get liquored up.
Exactly.
And they're ready, and they're already turned
they're
on by the
horny
real, they're turned
shit.
On by the real hot guys. And you just, like... sitting there like, hey, ladies.
There you go. And, this woman approached me 2 minutes after I was in there buying me a drink already. And I'm going, this only happens in the movies, You never see this shit happen. So it was pretty cool.
So then you went back in the club. Did you meet
another
one?
Yeah, we went back in the club and she's starting to show me around to her friends. And they're all like grimacing, going like. Actually, like frowning, going
well,
like,
of course, yeah, because they know the real deal, and she's probably.
They do.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I felt like a whore. I felt used.
Did you really?
Night.
Did you really feel used?
No, I mean I had fun, but yeah, I did in a way,
Yeah.
She was like kind of like treating me like we usually treat women, like an object.
Oh, that's
so,
funny.
Yeah. So that was funny.
I've never heard of guys. Well, most men are not objectified, so that's one thing. Mm. But two, I find most guys to be such pigs that they don't care. They're like, sure, objectify away.
Yeah, exactly. Treat me like the trash I am.
Yeah, they have no problem with it. It's funny.
Yeah. So, but it's like so dry outside, I can't even breathe. Do you feel that? I mean, you went running this morning.
Yeah, I went on a little run. It's not too bad. I feel a little bit. I feel like my throat's a little dry, but I didn't know it was because of the weather. I thought I'm getting over a cold, so.
Yeah, no. I mean, the humidity is very low. You can tell, and then it gets windy and it dries everything out. But that's one weather element I don't like is wind.
I love wind.
Wreaks havoc with everything.
It's so fresh.
I mean, a breeze is one thing. But
no,
strong
wind is fun.
Like,
wind is fun.
Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't care that it tears down trees and shit like that, right?
The wind's doing what it needs to do. It's circulating the air. It does. It's what it
we
does.
We have enough circulation without it.
No.
Yeah.
Wind is very important.
It's not important at all.
Yeah, it is.
It's not important. Wind is not important.
It exists before you even existed.
Of course.
And
but
wind,
I'm not
wind,
saying ha- it's...
wind has a very big purpose.
What is it?
Wind helps to circulate the air, clean out the air. It also has to do with the humidity and all those different levels. Like basically, for example, if you take a hurricane, like unfortunately. Our Earth needs to have hurricanes and tornadoes because what it does is it really diffuses places that have too much heat and helps to work with basically big time circulation. And look it up. I read it in it was a long time ago.
You did, huh? When do you have time to read with all that busy life you have?
I know. I was thinking this morning about our conversation about me getting on some kind of internet thing. Uh-huh. Here's the problem, guys, and I forget. I have attention span of a gnat.
What's an internet thing? Explain it to people.
Oh, internet dating. How I'm going to...
Okay.
Because I'm thinking of it more... Honestly, well, obviously, I'd like to meet somebody, but I'm thinking about it more as good content for the show, and I want to... somehow make it really funny and get them on the show.
Sounds like a fucking bullshit to me.
Yeah, it does,
like
doesn't
an excuse,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
no,
that's
but I think...
Okay. I mean,
no,
we'll do it.
No, I think it'd be fun if I can get some of them to come on the show and stuff. I don't know.
Just, they're not going to come on the show.
They won't, but I think I can get some. Anyway, but here's the problem is... Mm-hmm. I'm really busy, but if I get like 2 days off in a row where I'm not doing anything, I'm like, oh, this would be great, you know? And then as soon as I start, you know, those 2 days are over, I'm not going to follow through, you know?
Right.
I'm just too busy. Too much going on. You gotta have to have time to date, huh?
Yeah, you do. You do. Well, you gotta make time, you know. But that's the thing is that with online dating, you don't have to do so much with
people
you don't care
about. Well, you still have to
like
check your emails. You have to like kind of review people.
Yeah,
and...
but that's fun, you know.
No, it's not that it's not fun. It's just like, you know, when I've got a lot going on, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
but
we'll
you
see.
See, that's the thing. I don't know what it's like being a woman in online dating because. You know, when you're a guy, you don't get a lot of attention. You know, you have to find the women. And, you know, and I can imagine the women, like, get, you know, hit on all the time, you know, mm-hmm. from, you know, contacted and shit like that. So I would imagine it's time-consuming for a woman to be on an online dating site, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but so you'll have to find time if you want a guy.
If I want a guy.
Yeah. If you want a man.
If I want a man.
Yeah.
I want a real
man.
Real man. Okay, so I went online looking yesterday at different sites.
So you researched them?
Kind of. I just kind of like 5 minutes. Does that count?
Right. Did you find any good Christian sites that you
Because
that's important.
It
you know?
Is
I mean,
very,
you
here's
said,
the problem. It
you
is,
said on top of your list
I know, I know. And
right?
here's the thing, guys. I mean, I'm letting it all hang out. Here's the thing. That is a very that's a non-negotiable for me if I'm actually being in a relationship. Like going on dates with guys is one thing, but like being in a relationship, I need that component. And truth be told, I've done the Christian dating site thing.
Right.
And it was great to have that commonality there, and that you know it was interesting to kind of meet people that had, you know, that depth and that same kind of you know, foundation, but I wasn't attracted to most of them.
No, huh?
You know what I mean? I wasn't very attracted to most of them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
And then
you know?
I was like looking at all the different ones. I was like, well, there's Match.com and then there's eHarmony. eHarmony sounds a lot more legit, like if people are going to be relationship minded.
Right.
And it's a lot of work and, you know, and I'm thinking if Sam's footing the bill, then, you know, let's go for the, let's go for the classy one. But then I'm like, you know, Match sounds a lot more fun, doesn't it? Like, I've got to get
Except
my priorities.
Except I don't know where you're going to find someone on there that's, you know, I mean, that's a meat market
you're
out
right,
there.
You're right, you're right. I know, that's the thing. It's a very divided thing, you know?
Yeah, so you might find someone, but they're not going to be what you want.
I know,
you know?
You're right. I'm just saying, I was like, eHarmony sounds like the right thing to do. It sounds like, you know, turning your homework in on time. It sounds like, you know, paying your bills on time, but, like, not fun. Mm-hmm. And Match sounds like one big drunken party.
Yeah.
With a bad hangover, but it's really fun. You know what I mean? That's what I'm like.
There's got to be more sites though.
Well,
no?
There are, but they don't seem like they have
a lot of members.
Yeah, I think that there's Lava Life. There's Matchmaker.com. Mm. I mean, I haven't like extensively looked at it. I just kind of Googled it and saw some things.
Right.
And there's a bunch of like offshoot ones that are, you know, you're like, I feel like even though you're only looking for one person. You really do need the numbers to be high, I think.
Yeah, you do. So you have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I think you need the numbers to be high.
Yeah.
So we'll look at this as a... Do you guys like how I just opened up my personal life just for entertainment? I'm like, okay, guys, that's what we're up to right now.
So let's see. They have eHarmony, of course. They have Match.com. They have Zusks.com, whatever the hell.
Yeah,
I can't
that just sounds
it.
Weird.
Yeah. SinglesNet. They have... Okay, Cupid. I don't know. Plentyoffish.com. I've heard of that one.
Plenty of Fish is fun, but it's free.
Is it?
It's free, and it's not like a defined type of thing.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, if you're paying for it, I don't want free.
Yeah, I don't want free. I want an upgraded version. I want a classy one. I'm a classy.
Yeah.
Sam's Dime. Do you guys like it?
So I'll... Well, how much do they cost anyway? I don't know.
Too
that
late.
I wanna,
you already said yes.
I don't know that I want to commit.
You guys heard him on the radio. You guys heard him out there.
Yeah, featured members. They have all the good-looking people on the.
I
front,
don't want to be featured because I don't want people to really. I don't want them to be like, hey, weren't you on the homepage of? And they want to pay me to do that, like a modeling gig or something. I would do it, but
you would.
Yeah, I'd be like, white teeth and everything.
Yeah, but I think they're showing real people. You can tell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's
but, yeah, you know, so, you know, we'll help you any way we can.
Look at that. Yep, yep, yep.
Maybe I'll start, like, you know, when I see guys on the street, I'll start matching them up with you.
I'm really skeptical of who you'd match me up with. Have you ever, I don't know if you remember that because you've been with somebody for a while, but have you ever had friends go, oh, there's this guy that I think would be great for you.
Uh-huh.
And then they show you his picture or something and you're like, you just insulted me, like, to the depth of my core. And I'm not that shallow, guys. Like, I've got a pretty broad, like, looks, they just need to, you know, looks are part of the equation, but they're not the number one thing. They're up there, but they're not number one for me. But I mean, when some guys, like, you know, just, you know, not looking hot at all, and they're like, yeah, I think you guys really would be a good match. I'm like,
based on what
level should I be offended here, you know? You know?
Yeah, based on what?
Seriously.
So you're ready for marriage, right?
Oh,
I mean, if you met someone.
Not right now, no.
No?
No.
So you just want to date, have fun, or be in a relationship.
A relationship that has the potential for marriage.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a tall order, or do you think you're going to find something like that?
A tall order. I mean, it's like somebody that wants to be married, but I don't want to be married tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, I know it sounds weird because, you know, where I'm from, I should be into my third marriage by now. And with my family tree, I should be on my third marriage by now, too. My mom was married 6 times, so I really need to catch up.
Yeah.
No, I just, I'm not your typical girl, and I have a lot of things I want to do that require a lot of me.
Right.
And I think when you really start getting into relationships, let alone marriage, you know what I mean? You have to really put that person somewhere on the priority list.
Right.
And right now, that's maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks is when I can see somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you got
to
think about it.
It's hard to find.
I know,
like
but
that.
It's, you know, like maybe once a week maybe, but like, you know, think about it.
What if you like them a lot? Do you got to be able to wait a week to see them?
I mean, think about it. If you're ambitious and the guy's got stuff going on and you really like the person, you can, you know, talk or whatever. So think about it. I have the show every morning here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been doing recording during the day when I can.
Right.
And then I have, you know, at night I work generally.
Right.
And then, you know, I just have several other things going on as well. Where I just finished doing the shows with this band. Mm-hmm. And I do my stand-up comedy throughout the week as well. So it's like, you know, I mean, you can fit. And that's another thing. Like, it's kind of cool to be with somebody who has the flexibility to jump into kind of your world and enjoy, because I have a lot, my world's very social, that you can just plug them into your activities.
Right.
For example, a guy I was dating, really cool guy. We're actually going to see each other on Friday, oddly enough. We'll get into that in a second. But he kind of, you know, he's a military, he's a very straight-laced life, and he loved doing all my stuff. It was great. I could totally monopolize the social activities because I had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
It was like boom, boom, boom. I had him working out with me, doing runs and stuff, and he's not a runner.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a good thing. That's a way to see each other.
Yeah, you know.
Spend time.
All that stuff. We were doing a lot. He like would come to shows and, you know, hang out with me and my friends.
Yeah.
The problem with that, though, I noticed is that if you incorporate somebody into your social life too soon, and if you've got like a fun, fabulous life like I do, but I have a lot of stuff going on, then they kind of start to, I think it becomes too buddy-ish a little bit, you know, and then they become a little bit too like, they don't have to put forth effort because they know you always have stuff going on and they could just, you know what I mean?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
But, you know, I mean, I know when I meet someone and I really like her, I want to see her all the time. You know, I'm not going to wait a week. So,
a week? Is that really, what's with this culture, man? A week? 1 week?
Yeah, that's
or like,
a long time.
Or like, I'm just saying once or twice maybe a week or once, you know, a week.
Yeah. I don't think you can nurture a relationship that way.
Well, introductory.
Oh. Introductory.
Yeah,
in
you go
beginning.
Out. Yeah, you go out. You see each other. Hey, I'll see you. What are you doing next Wednesday? Okay, cool. I'm free. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. If you find a serious guy, I don't think he's going to go for that. I don't. You know, he'll want more time. So you have to really think about whether you're ready for a relationship, you know, whether you're ready to accommodate one. You know, if you're too busy, then, you know.
Well, okay,
to be honest with you, I hate when women say, oh, I'm too busy for this, I'm too busy for that. It's like, fuck that, you know, make time.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Let's put it this way. If things were to, like, pick up and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy's really great, you know, maybe I could go to, like, get off work, let's go grab a drink or something. You know, I can make time when I would normally go home and just sleep. I guess I can see him then.
Right.
Or, you know, little stuff here and there. Like, I could squeeze in the in-betweens.
Right.
I mean, still doesn't sound very, like, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm not ready. I don't know. Shit. Yeah. Scratch the whole idea. You're right. No, I want to do it. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're looking for fun. You're not
looking
really looking to settle down.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, well.
It'll be fun, yeah.
You just want to play around.
Listen, the right guy
yeah.
will think I'm fabulous,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be like, I'll freaking wait a week.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. He can even go off and date other girls during that week.
Ah, no, there's an idea.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying sleep with him. Well, that's his business if we're not exclusive, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're exclusive, would you want him dating other girls?
Hell no.
Okay, then that's what I mean.
I've not even signed up on the thing yet.
I know, but that's your goal, you know? You gotta maybe adjust your goal.
But I'm saying relationship-minded, marriage-minded, but down the road. So in the beginning, you don't do all that stuff. You don't start marking your calendar 3 months down the road, and you just start going out for fun.
Become part of your life, you know?
Yeah, but you got to give it time to marinate a bit.
That's not the way I am. I mean, I jump feet first, you know, head first, whatever. No, if I meet someone, I want to be with them. If I like them, I want to be with them. You know, when I met my wife, we were seeing each other almost every day.
How long?
And we were both busy.
So you met Dina.
Yeah.
And you guys went out the first date.
Right.
And then every day after that?
Yeah, just about every day. You know, we'd come over. I'd go over there. She'd come over to my house. And it was just about every day, you know. And if not, it was on the phone or whatever. But, you know, I wouldn't have the patience for that, you know. I'm like, I want it, and I want it now.
Well, I think that a man needs to put forth some effort and pursue a woman. So, like, if he's got to wait a few days, he should...
Well, I was pursuing her, you know. That's not the case. But
okay. The
thing is that also, at our age, you just don't play around, you know. You don't start playing games. You're just like, oh, I like her. Okay, then let's be together, you know. And, you know, forget about this pursuit bullshit. It doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't ring right with me.
Well, listen, yeah. I need to give a shout-out to one of our listeners, Chris Brown. He sent me a lovely message on Facebook, all the reasons why I shouldn't be with him.
Oh, Chris.
They were very, very
being
compelling.
Being romantic.
Very romantic, Chris. He wrote, he had us a car.
Yeah. And a job? Does he have
he
a
said,
job?
He said, he's got a car, he's got a job, and something about being outdoorsy, and he said he's not very hairy. I was like, hey, sounds good.
Well, sounds good to me.
Thank you for the offer, Chris. I will sleep on it.
Now you'll just have to move to L.A. I'll bet you he'll move for you.
Well, you know, I've got one day a week going on right now.
I thought Chris was actually hitched. I don't know. I thought so.
I'm not sure.
I don't know why.
No, he's a cool dude, though. No.
Hi, Chris. Giving a shout out to Chris in Colorado.
Yes. Very cool guy. Very cool guy. Especially because I threw it out there. I was like, I didn't get any takers.
So he jumped right on it.
Jumped right on it. And I think that was very sweet. So, yes. Well, I will think about it, Chris.
She'll think about it.
Shoot, my phone's blowing
there
up.
There we go with your phone again.
Sorry about that, guys. So anyway, let's do eHarmony. Then let's do that financial transaction. I do think
we're
it's
not
a little...
doing eHarmony, man.
Why
That's
not?
A lot of money. Let me see. Do they even tell you how much it is?
Well, look, there's like a free coupon or something like that.
No, they definitely don't tell you on the front page how much it is, these fuckers, you know? I want to know how much it's going to be
before I
start.
Tell me what your limit is.
Limit?
I think it's like 40 bucks.
40 bucks?
Maybe 50.
That's a lot.
You can't put a price on my love. What? Just start slow this way, then I'll have you paying for the dates and have you paying for my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. You know, it's like, or we'll find someone for you, and then you're gonna leave town and move, and I won't have a co-host.
Yeah, right.
And I helped.
What?
And I
I'm
helped
not
it.
Moving for a guy. I'm over that. I already gave that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
eHarmony. I don't know. If anybody knows how much it costs, call us, let us know, because I think it's more than 40 bucks a month. I think Match.com is 40 bucks a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Match is skeezy. Why would it's like a flea market.
Yeah, but that's where people go. I mean, it's the most known one, I think.
Really?
You know? Plentyoffish.com.
I'm not doing that one. It's free, Sam.
Yeah. There's a Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Whatever the hell that is.
J-Date?
No, that's
not where you went. You went on J-Date, didn't you?
Yeah, but this one's something else. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I went on J-Date, and It was pretty cool. Like I said, I didn't really get to get familiar with it that much because I, you know, I dated a couple women right away, and then I met my wife like 2 weeks later. So it didn't really take that long.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, when things like this happen, you go, gee, that was meant to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, you're like a man. You're the kind of guy that, like, needs a woman. Like, some men, they're like, whatever.
You see, I never realized that, you know?
No, not like that, you're not like you're needy, but I mean,
right.
Like, you're the kind of man that, like, does good with a wife, with a woman.
I think so, yeah. Because I've tried the dating thing. It just doesn't work for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although it always seems appealing to me.
Yeah, it sounds exciting and stuff.
But yeah, I mean, you know, in the end, you're lonely and you don't really have someone, you know. And but then again, I don't know. It always seems nicer on the other side, you know.
Yeah, but think about it. Like with you, with a woman, like she keeps you in check. She like keeps your social calendar filled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She kind of helps you not look dorky.
But it's a different social calendar too, you know. It's not the same. But like last night, we went to some friend's house to light the first candle of Hanukkah.
Oh, how'd it go?
It went well, you know, but I mean, little kids and stuff, you know, it's just not my cup of tea, you know. But you have to respect the people that invite you. And we went over. It was fun, you know, good food and everything.
Yeah.
And we lit the candles and that's it, you know. But it's funny because when she invited us, she goes, I know that you have ADD, which I don't, right? But I get very, I get bored. Get bored very quickly.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
She said, I know you have ADD. That's what the lady said that invited you?
Yeah.
That's funny. No, you can...
Oh, look, Ronan sent me a link here. Okay, here's eHarmony. He found it.
Thanks, Ronan.
Yeah. 1 month is $59.95. If you pay for 3 months in advance, it ends up being $39.95, but the total is $120.
Can't put a price on love, Sam.
You can't, huh? So you think I'm going to spend $60 a month on you?
Well, I mean, you're the one that offered.
I know, but maybe not eHarmony.
Do we want... I mean, look, Match.com sounds fun. I just, you know, I think I'll just be getting...
Yeah. I don't know. Let me think about this, you know?
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Think about it.
I gotta get permission for my wife, you know? I can't go spending $60 on dating for you.
No. It is pricey. It's kind of expensive.
Maybe I'll convince her, though. I'll convince her.
That's expensive.
It is, but they figure, you know, you must be desperate enough. Not you specifically.
Did you guys get that? Did you just see that? He didn't even... I don't feel desperate.
Not you, I'm saying in general. That's what I meant. You know, they're thinking people are desperate. You
well,
know,
I think
anything.
People want quality.
And apparently people pay. If
I
not,
know a lot of people have been married off of it.
Yeah.
In relationships and stuff off of eHarmony.
Yeah.
I do personally. Like a bunch of friends and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah. So that's the thing. It seems kind of legit. And I think people are trying to kind of eliminate the kind of the chaos of it all. And mm-hmm. so they want to get straight to what are you about? What do you want? Who are you? And
right.
and a little more serious and kind of, you know, it kind of cuts through all the fluff.
Right.
So I don't think that's desperate. I think it's like a little more focused. Whereas, you know, I don't know if the other stuff is, you know,
yeah.
As...
Well, at least they succeeded in creating that kind of an image, you know, where they're mm-hmm. serious and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think they probably attract people that are more relationship-minded. I don't think people are going to try to go hook up on something like that.
Right.
Although, you don't know. The internet's crazy. Because when I did the Christian one,
uh-huh.
I still had, like, weird guys kind of perving and stuff. And I think it's weirder too. Like, I had some pictures or whatever. And, you know, I had, like, a picture where... It had a high neckline. You guys have been so proud of me. Like, yeah. I don't put pictures up with cleavage or anything like that. I normally don't have any of that stuff up, especially on dating sites. Remember
right.
when that guy, Sander, came in and we went on a date? He's
right.
like, did you know that she... And he didn't know because
right.
I had...
Right.
All my photos were covered and, you know, he didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
And that's good. You're not trying to attract
no,
people
I just,
based on
I
your
I just
chest,
do, like,
you know?
I do, you know, some full body pics that are, like, covered, like, somewhat covered, like, you know, not boobs or things. And then, you know... And I don't put up, like, the glamour shots. I do normal stuff, you
right.
know?
Uh-huh.
Just so it's more, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sticker shock. no, I still would get guys that are, like, talking about my chest and stuff. I'm like, are you freaking kidding
really?
Me?
Really?
I'm like, I'm fully covered. That's why you can't win sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be accused of being some, like, you know, like, big-chested, like, you're just like...
So how did they know you have a big chest? Did
no, I had a full body picture.
It? Oh, a full body.
I had a full
okay.
body picture, and it was a cute picture, but it was
right.
like I had jeans on, and I had a sweater, like
right.
a sweater.
Not cleavage or anything.
No. I mean,
right.
it was a fitted shirt, but
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they looked that big in that. And he's like, wow. And like trying to ask me what size my chest was.
I know. And then,
I'm on a Christian dating site. I'm like, why are you here? Go to.
And besides, that's not the way you pick up a woman.
No, idiots. But I just think guys are dumb sometimes.
Yeah. They talk to the woman like they would talk to a friend. And that's bullshit.
And it's weird because just because a woman's built a certain way doesn't mean she's more inclined to just, you know, do whatever.
Right.
I think guys think a way a woman's built represents the way she is. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And that's not...
Yeah, whether she's wild.
Yeah, or, like yeah. I didn't choose to be built this way. It's the way I'm built.
Right.
And it's a really hard life.
Let's shed some tears for you.
No, but think about it, you know? It's true.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway. So funny.
It is funny.
It's so weird.
It's funny because guys are funny, man. They do crazy shit.
It's kind of dumb.
You know?
It's so weird, too.
Yeah.
I think what happens is men find something or about a woman attractive, and then what he feels, he projects onto her.
Yeah, and you focus on body parts.
Yeah,
you know, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I've never heard of a woman who's like a leg woman or a chest woman or, you know,
with guys.
Ass woman. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And yet with guys, you have all of those and more.
Mm.
I'm an ass man. I'm a leg man. You know, I like this. I like that. You know, so it's body parts. And we're wired that way. You know, women have to understand that we're wired that
but
way.
But it's just kind of an excuse. I mean, I get that it's
not an excuse. I mean, it's hard to get over it, you know?
Yeah, but you can. You can redirect the way you look at somebody.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can, but, you know.
Like, I just think it's like we all have natural inclinations for things that aren't necessarily the best sides of us, but you can make effort to, you know, not let it control you, you know.
Well,
I think
you don't.
So.
You don't let it control you, but I mean, nevertheless, you know.
I mean, I think women make a lot of sacrifices when it comes to physicalities with men. I think women make a lot. They overlook a lot, whereas I think men don't. Men just are very entitled, whereas women are like, yeah, he's got a little bit of a gut, but, you know, he's got a great personality, you know?
Yeah. And guys are looking for perfect stuff, you say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think guys are really into the looks and physicality.
Cool. We have a phone call, unknown number. Should we get it?
Yeah, let's take it.
Okay. Who's blocking their number? Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead.
Oh, on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Did you want to call?
Oh, so excuse me. I just want to know the number on the radio so I can turn it in.
Oh, you can only listen to it online or on your iPhone, but just go to latalkradio.com and click on Listen Live.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's funny.
This is funny shit.
I love it. Like, we're just, like, rolling in. We just have the top notch of everything, don't we? We're like, hey, okay, you're live on the air. You guys ready? We got a caller.
Yeah, she's like, brace
yourself.
I'm on the air.
How many times have we had people, like, dialing the wrong number or they're, like, looking for, yeah, anyway.
I know. I mean, if she got the number on the website is right under the button that says Listen Live.
I know.
So, you know, I don't understand. But then, you know, I mean, you have to understand and I see this all the time, the concept of internet radio is very new. Many people don't even know there's radio on the internet.
I know. I get it all the
time. That's why this thing is very young still. You know, I mean, people are not aware of it. So you're looking for someone who's a little older, maybe not technically savvy, and they just want to listen to you on the radio, you know. So on the regular radio.
Yeah, this is a lot easier, too.
Or the car. Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is really easy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, especially with the phone. It's so cool. You know, I mean, I take my phone. I can listen to the station anywhere. And it's like those transistor radios we used to have, you know, before your time.
Yeah, I was like, what's transistor?
Yeah.
I don't know what
those were like little radios, portable radios that you take with you.
Like a Walkman?
Listen to football. Yeah, but before they even had like headphones and stuff. You just walk around with it, listen to games, news. Yeah. 60s.
Wow.
70s. Yeah.
Sorry.
It had terrible sound.
Sorry, I missed out on that
era. But now we have portable radios in the form of internet radio, you know, and you can get us on the iPhone, on the Android.
Mm.
There you go. Knock yourself out.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So we've got a weekend coming up.
What are you going
to
do?
And I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet. But I'd like to do something special, you know. Actually, my brother's birthday is going to be this Saturday. Shout out to my brother.
Oh, that's cool. Happy early birthday.
Yeah. And then my wife's is next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays in December.
Happy early birthday, Dina.
Yeah. So, yeah, her sister's coming out from Paris.
Oh, wow.
She lives in Paris, so she's going to come out.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. You know, we'll do some things.
Have you figured out
what? I haven't figured out what I'm going to do for her, you know, or buy for her or something. You know,
she
doesn't want a party, you know, so I'm not doing a party. But I don't know. I'm thinking travel somewhere. You know, that's usually the best thing. She doesn't need anything. What am I going to buy her? A ring? A diamond? Boring.
Well, does she think
you're like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, those are good things. Who am I going to buy her? Stuff that girls like? Nah. I'm going to get her a tool set. How's that? She could go for some tools.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm so bad with presents. I don't know what to get people.
I like her new haircut. She looks good. I like the haircut.
Yeah, you like it?
Uh-huh. It looks really pretty.
Oh.
It's really bouncy. Do you like it?
It's taken me a while to get used to
really?
It.
Really? It's not very short, though.
No, but it is in the back.
I think it looks really pretty, though. It kind of curves in.
Yeah. People told her that it looks good. But, you know, I mean, that's it. It's not that it's not nice. I'm just not used to it yet. So it's going to take a couple of days.
Yeah. Guys are interesting with their girls and their looks.
Yeah.
I know this lady who, she's really long, pretty hair, and she went to the hairdresser, and her husband went behind her back, called the hairdresser, and he's kind of a burly guy. He said, do not cut her hair short. Not, he's like, you can only take off an inch.
Right.
Like he actually went behind her back, called her hairdresser, and threatened him not to cut her hair too short.
Good.
And I think that's hysterical.
Yeah, because guys like long hair.
I know they do.
You know, it's feminine. It's feminine.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really, really funny.
Yeah, no, I've always liked long hair. I've always liked girls, period.
Girls. Love girls.
Girls, girls, girls.
Yep, I saw, speaking of girls, I saw the movie Burlesque last night with one of my
how was it?
Close gay friends.
You
we
said
had a
you
great
wanted
time.
To see it.
It's fun. You know, nothing Oscar, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It's fun. I'd give it like a C+.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't that great.
No, but it's fun. It's a fun movie, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the whole cliches of everything. Girl moves to L.A., she wants to be a singer and dancer and finds her way into a burlesque club, just waiting tables, and then she somehow manages to get on stage and blows everybody away.
Really?
And saves the day, basically.
So now, like, burlesque is like a strip, like a strip show, but they have pasties and shit like that, right?
Yeah,
they
burlesque really is kind of an old Hollywood kind of, I want to say vaudeville, I'm not sure, way of dancing that used to, it's got actually a real science to it, where you start off with certain clothing items that are longer and more elegant, then you strip down to certain things and you get down to the bare minimum.
Right.
And there's usually a storyline and jokes, and the girl's really cheeky and fun, and there's certain kind of dancing and certain body types too that are more burlesque looking, which are very, very curvy ladies.
Right. Because that is kind of old-fashioned. That's what people used to like, is curvy women. You know?
Well, I think they like them now, too. Curvy's made a big comeback. But,
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, really big boobs, butt, thighs, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But, you know, nowadays you put these girls doing burlesque, and they all kind of have, like, really thin or stripper bodies. So they look good, but it doesn't look burlesque. It looks kind of strippery. Or, like, showgirls. It looks a little bit like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm wondering what it'd be like to go to a burlesque show. You know, maybe
oh, they're
go
fun.
Once.
They're really fun. Yeah, there is a great show called the Toledo Band, the Toledo Show, and it's at Harvell's in Santa Monica. And he incorporates burlesque dancers as part of his act, and they just are great. And they kind of look more like your traditional burlesque dancers. I mean, they look beautiful. They're in shape, but they're a little more curvy, and they have the coloring as far as the darker colors with the lipsticks and the makeup. And it's not as flashy Las Vegas. It's more old school.
Right.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, but the movie was fun. You know, it's fun. Wasn't anything amazing. But what was it, a Tuesday yesterday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a good way to do a Wednesday.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Save it for a Wednesday.
So it's not a movie you'd see again, but...
No, not really, no.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'll go see it. There's so many movies I want to see.
I don't really think it's your style.
No,
I don't
know.
Think you'd like it. I mean, like, Moulin Rouge is great.
Yeah.
Like, Moulin Rouge was fun, great, visually stunning, great music. that's exciting. Like, you can't really, like, burlesque, you know, didn't really, it did, you know.
Didn't do it for you.
No, no, no. But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera can sing amazing, so she tore
she
it up, of course.
Can she act, though?
You know, she did good. I mean, she played the part well, and she's likable. It didn't really, wasn't a real acting kind of role. It was very, you know, cheerleaderish.
Yeah, I'm sure they featured her more for the music, you know, for the singing and the dancing.
But she was cute. She was fun. I can't really, I think for what it was, she did a good job.
Right.
You know, it was fitting. Mm-hmm. It was fitting. So, very, very good.
Cool.
Very good.
So I just wanted to cover a couple things I read in the paper yesterday. First of all, you know, we were talking about consumer confidence and shit like this yesterday. Well, apparently they've done some studies and or research and found that consumer confidence is up, you know, although it's far from where it should be. But so I'm just more encouraged that things are going to pick up soon. Because I'm tired of this bad economy already, you know.
Yeah.
That's the excuse everybody uses, you know.
Or are you going out there and dropping some cash? You need to get the.
Dropping cash where?
I'm saying, are you doing your part to drop some cash? You need
to grease the wheels
of commerce by working on that eHarmony.
That's
that'll
true.
Help us.
Yeah, you know, that'll move the wheels.
Help those wheels not be squeaky. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll get you 1 month as a Christmas present or something.
There you go. Did you guys see that? I got 1 month to find him.
Yeah, and then you'll have to...
For him to find me.
Yeah, and then if you like it, you'll have to pay for it yourself.
So I got 1 month is what I'm saying. It's one
month,
people.
Yeah, you better find someone in 1 month.
Mm-hmm. 1 month countdown. Countdown. You know, I have a friend who I will not say his name, but he has been on eHarmony for years. Mm-hmm. I think he's been on a few of them. And he's a doctor. He's very successful. And he's a very funny guy, but he's been single for so long. Mm-hmm. I think that for some people, specifically men too, when they get into their 40s and late 40s, it's like, I don't know if it'll happen for them, you know, because it's not because they couldn't get somebody, but they're so picky and they're so used to being alone and they don't want to compromise and they don't want to settle. They're like going on the quest.
But you don't know that they necessarily have been alone. Maybe they've been in different relationships. Now he's 48, you know.
No, he's not been in a lot of relationships. He's dated a little bit, like a few months here and there, but nothing major.
Oh, you're talking about a specific person.
Yes, okay, but I also think I've noticed that with guys. You know, they'll get into like maybe a few 6 months here relationship or 3 months, but nothing very long. That's what I'm noticing in that echelon of men, that you know, age bracket.
Right.
And he's just, it's so funny because at one point he was getting no matches sent to him through eHarmony. And so he did a search and it said there was like two people that were compatible with him in the whole U.S.
Oh, wow.
He said, this is BS, man. So he thought because he's been on it so long and he hasn't met anybody that they're cutting off his matches, but they're still letting him pay, but it's cutting off his matches.
Yeah.
So he calls them out and sends them a letter like, you guys are blocking my matches. Da, 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 da. They said, sir, we've sent you 1,200 matches in the last 3 months.
Wow.
And you've not, you know what I mean? You keep rejecting everything.
Oh,
and basically,
really?
You know, I think, I'm not sure how eHarmony works, but basically they match you up and you can either continue contact with somebody or you can shut it down. Basically,
right,
that means they have to keep providing you matches.
They narrow down your search a little bit, I guess, you know, by finding people that are compatible with you.
Well, they send you matches and then like you either, and it's just like Pandora. Have you listened to Pandora on the radio?
No, I know what it is.
Yeah,
though.
Basically, if you don't like a song and you write don't like, they have to provide you with another song right away. But if you keep pushing don't like, they have to keep filling up more songs. And sometimes you can do too many and they'll cut you off.
I see. Okay.
It's kind of, I think, the same. I don't know this for sure, but I think it's kind of the same thing with eHarmony. It's like, you know, you keep rejecting and rejecting, rejecting, rejecting.
Right.
You're going to slow their system up.
Right.
And they're not going to be able to catch up. So they'll just start phasing you out, basically. Sorry, you're unmatchable.
Yeah, exactly. Get the hell out of here.
They tell some people they're unmatchable.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I think it's hysterical.
I hope you're not one of those.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You think I am? It'd be funny.
I think so.
No, it wouldn't be. Please.
No, you'll find someone as spiritual as you and a virgin, and they'll wait until
No, I don't want to be a virgin.
Huh? You don't want a virgin?
I mean...
No.
I'm I've already gone there. I don't want to be the one that's more, you know. It's not that I want him to be like this, you know.
Do you like to be aggressive in bed, or would you rather
really,
the guy
we gotta
be
go
aggressive?
There?
We don't have to go there.
It's a chemistry between the two people that, you know, it's different.
And plus the roles change all the time, I think, you know, in sex and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes people like to be dominant. Sometimes they want to be dominated.
I don't really know if I want to talk about that. But okay. No. Yeah, basically, it's all good. Let's put it that way.
It's all good.
It's very, very good.
And that's the way we're going to wrap up the show.
There
it's
you go.
All good. And she ain't discussing that shit. Anyway, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Tomorrow's Friday, and we'll be here as usual. So see you then.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.